Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool's Champions League fate is in their own hands, by Leanne. Liverpool continued their unbeaten record against the top six sides on Sunday in a thrilling and frantic 1-1 draw with Manchester City at the Etihad. James Milner opened the scoring from the spot to give the perfect response to the surprisingly hostile reception he received at his former club, before Sergio Aguero equalised from a low cross into the box by Kevin De Bruyne. The Reds had a golden chance to take all the spoils when Roberto Firmino squared for Adam Lallana, but the Englishman couldn't convert, much to the anguish of the Liverpool fanbase. Nonetheless, the home side could have won it themselves with De Bruyne hitting the post and Aguero hitting his volley over the bar from close range, Chan proving his worth at a crucial time. The game saw Emre Chan produce arguably his best performance in a red shirt. With the German certainly not looking like a player in the middle of contract negotiations, Chan has received his fair share of criticism this season, but has done his part in recent weeks to quieten the sceptics with a match-winning goal against Burnley, followed up by an all-round impressive display at the Etihad. Chan's quality was clear for all to see at the weekend, with his bullish style of play proving hard to contend with for the City midfield, using the ball well to keep the team ticking over, while contributing some marauding runs from deep. It is clear that Chan still has a lot to offer Jurgen Klopp's side, and at the age of just 23 years old, those who initially questioned his future seem increasingly intent on wanting the club to tie him down to a new deal. Stuttering since Sunderland. On a rather more downbeat note, Felipe Coutinho's performances continue to be somewhat of an eyesore. Since returning from injury, the Brazilian has found it hard to reach top gear, with the game against City the latest in an ever-growing line of games in which he has been more of a spectator. Everyone knows Coutinho can be a game-changer when he's on top form, but that hasn't been the case for a few months now. Liverpool will be desperate to see the return of the real Coutinho with the season at such a crucial stage. We all know what a difference he can make to this side. A cause for optimism. The result, although frustrating in that Liverpool could easily have come away with all 3 points on Sunday, leaves the team in fourth spot, with a 4-point gap between them and rivals Manchester United. On their remaining fixtures, only four of Liverpool's remaining games come against sides in the top half: Everton, Southampton, Stoke and West Brom. In comparison, United are still to face Everton, Chelsea, Manchester City, Spurs and Arsenal, while City have Arsenal and Chelsea in the space of 3 days. Thus, while the teams around Jurgen Klopp's side have games in hand, Liverpool's fixture list makes for an easier reading on paper, giving renewed belief of a top four finish come the end of May. Much like the 2013-2014 season, Liverpool's campaign is certainly in their own hands at this point. If they can rid themselves of their curse against weaker Premier League opposition, you'd fancy them to secure a return to the Champions League. Let's hope this time, unlike 3 seasons ago, the story ends on a happy note. The more this campaign goes on, the more it becomes increasingly apparent that the only thing that will redeem it as a campaign is if Liverpool achieves Champions League football for next season at the end of it. It will represent success if that happens. There is a lot of talk recently from the manager himself, actually, about how, look, if we don't get it, you still have to believe in this project. Klopp today or yesterday speaking, saying that, look, like Ben Woodburn, I need to be given time. He slipped it in quite cleverly into a speech he was making about Woodburn, dropping the hint that hopefully this will happen, but if it doesn't, we've got to stick with him. And I think it's a valid point, but I just don't see a huge amount of patience in Liverpool fans. I include myself in that, considering how well positioned we were coming into Christmas and considering how much probably one or two ready-to-go additions could have made all the difference over those difficult months when things started to go awry. Leanne's probably made the self-contradicting point that all of us have made there, saying we look like a good bet for Champions League, apart from the whole thing about bad teams that we can't seem to beat. And of course, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. There is this assumption that we'll do well against the good teams, and it's well-founded, it appears, after the recent mini-league discussions. But we have so many games left against teams who are battling for something or who are, you know, in that exact bracket that seem to cause us problems. So let's see how it goes. I am optimistic, but I am nervous, and that seems to be the way of things for Liverpool fans at the moment. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.